The NCAA men's basketball tournament continues later this morning, and once again, fans will be able to see every single game on television. Access to televised sporting events is at an all-time high, but that access comes at a cost. Cable and satellite prices are higher than they've ever been, and sports programming is a big reason why. This morning, Scott Graff reports on how the changes are affecting some fans in Boise.
5 years ago, CBS and Turner Broadcasting agreed to pay the NCAA nearly $11 billion for the broadcast rights for the men's basketball tournament over 14 years. It's the deal that puts games on CBS and channels like TBS and TNT. Denny Moeller is among those who are watching.
My wife says that if we don't have sports programming, we wouldn't have to have a TV. And I agree with her 100%.
Moeller lives in Eagle. He's a retired college football coach and watches sports on TV year-round. On a recent weekday afternoon, Moeller sat in front of an HD TV in his living room and turned on the Big Ten Network. The regional sports channel out of Chicago is one of his mainstays.
There's so much good programming and so many good programs that give you more than just a score and give you just more than which coach is going to get fired and delve into the lives and of the players and they delve into the lives of the coaches and you just learn so much more.
For the dozens of hours he watches each month, the 73-year-old Moeller pays about $110. But he recently got word again that his DirecTV bill was going up this year. Cable One customers in Boise got similar news. Across the country, subscribers to Time Warner and Comcast are again paying more. The company's messaging was all basically the same. Your bill is going up a few dollars a month because of sports. Derek Bain is research director at SNL Kagan, a company that studies the media industry.
The problem starts with the sports rights, which are, you know, the teams are jacking up prices sometimes 200, 300% when these big deals come up for renewal. So it's just this domino effect.
When it's time for leagues like the NFL and Major League Baseball to sell their broadcast rights, networks like Fox and ESPN will pay huge sums of money for long-term deals. More and more sports channels mean increased competition in the bidding process. Broadcasters recoup most of that through advertising, but they'll also charge cable and satellite companies more to carry their channels. Higher prices are not something cable companies want to talk about. Cable One did not respond to multiple requests for comment over 2 months. Time Warner declined our request for an interview. At DirecTV, Dan York is chief content officer. He says the system has forced his company to raise prices about 5% every year.
This dynamic is difficult for pay TV providers because they have no choice but to pass these costs along to consumers. And the rate of increase is unsustainable for customers, whether they're sports fans or not.
Analysts say big satellite and cable operators eat some of the increases, knowing they can't pass all of them on to consumers or risk losing subscribers. SNL Kagan estimates operators have seen their profit margins cut in half over the last 2 decades. They're expected to continue shrinking even as customers' bills go up. The constant increases are leading some people, like Joe Jezuski, to make changes.
The past couple years, I've really tried to cut out expenses from my life that were extraneous. This was one of them.
Jezuski lives in Boise. He loves to watch football, but higher prices recently led him to rethink his subscription. He now pays DirecTV $50 a month during football season and then shuts off his satellite service for 7 months a year. But Dan Rayburn, an analyst with the firm Frost & Sullivan, says people like Jezuski are the exception.
The bottom line is consumers are still willing to pay. They're not willing to cut cable because they want sports. Sports is the one thing that keeps them there. So they complain about it. They don't want to pay it, but they continue to. They have no choice.
Analysts say streaming options like Dish Network's $20 a month Sling TV package are alternatives for people who don't watch sports. But Rayburn says hardcore fans who can't live without sports should expect the trend of bigger satellite and cable bills to continue for years. For KBSX News, I'm Scott Graff.